Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in, and we will share a meal together as friends. Holman Hunt's painting, Light of the World, is probably the best known of all biblical pictures. Jesus stands outside a door which is overgrown and clearly hasn't been open for a long time. Hunt painted no handle on the door. Jesus had to wait for the person inside to open it. The risen Lord was standing outside the door of the church in Laodicea. Although the people were self-confident and believed that everything was fine, the truth was that Jesus hadn't been admitted to the church. He had to ask to be let in. Could there be a greater tragedy than this? The whole point of a church is that it's the community where people meet with Jesus, the risen Lord. But this powerful letter tells us that it's actually possible for a church to exclude him. Just imagine. That sounds crazy, but it can be done if we put something else at the center. Churches can degenerate into being nothing more than a social club or a social action organization. While there's nothing wrong with clubs or social action, a church is different. It's a gathering of those who love and worship Jesus and who are committed to sharing life with him. This letter is incredibly challenging, but also full of hope. The self-confident and arrogant Laodiceans needed to face up to their failure. If they did so and welcomed Jesus into their church, everything could be changed. How typical of Jesus that he asked to be admitted to the church so that he could come for a meal. Meals had a central place in Jesus' ministry. When he met with the tax collector Zacchaeus, the way in which he showed his acceptance and forgiveness of him was by sharing a meal with him. Jesus comes to each of us and invites us to open the door of our life. He won't force his way in. If we leave him outside, that's where he stays. But to everyone who opens the door, we need to get ready for a party, which we will share with others who love him and want to live for him. Let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, we open up our lives to you right now. Forgive us for those times when we have arrogantly assumed that we could cope by ourselves. We welcome you wholeheartedly into our lives. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day.